Hey there, welcome back to the Drive More Traffic Bootcamp. We are on day four. If you are jumping in for the first time, go back to day one, listen to this in order. It'll make so much more sense. And if you're not in the free Facebook group, go in there, get this in real time and start diving into this. It's the Foot Traffic Community free Facebook group. Today's a big day. We're talking about seamlessly syncing your content with your offer. Stop putting out content or social media that isn't selling your products. I'm not trying to get likes on Instagram. I'm not even trying to get followers on Instagram. And you might think, what? That's like the whole point of it. It's not. The point of social media for your business is to sell. We forget that. Today, we're going to talk about how to actually sell with your content. And trust me, when you do it right, you'll get more engagement. You'll get more followers. You'll get more likes. All right. Today's a big episode. Enjoy. Growing your business doesn't have to be difficult. It's all about mastering a few key techniques, systems, and mindset. Welcome to Foot Traffic. With over a million downloads, it's the go-to marketing podcast dedicated to helping you grow your small business. I'm your host, Stacey Tuschel. I've been an entrepreneur for over 15 years, and I own multiple seven-figure businesses. Together, you and I are going to get you more customers in the door, more profit in your pocket, and more happiness in your home. Let's transform your business starting right now. Hey there, welcome. I am so excited, you guys. So excited. Tana says, we love you. I feel like this is total lifesaver. Thank you. I appreciate that so much. Thank you for the amazing feedback. Oh, I always move my screen and I perfectly set it up on Zoom and then I mess it up. So let me share my screen. All right. That was an easy fix. Let's dive in. Tell me who's here. Say hi on Facebook. Say hi on Zoom. So excited to dive in today. So I accidentally played the wrong video so that it's really day four. It's Thursday, everybody. Hello. It is not Friday. Today is going to be about the bestseller framework. Okay. So let me tell you, yesterday we talked about, let me put this up, creating a content strategy that converts. Okay. How many had big ahas, takeaways? You are feeling so good and you can't wait to hear today's strategy. Today is all about seamlessly syncing your content with your offer. Okay. It's really part one, part two. If somebody came yesterday and they don't show up today, that strategy will not even help them. Today's strategy reverse engineers tomorrow or yesterday, and it makes so much sense. Okay. Hi, Angie. Michael's here. Trisha, welcome. So excited to have you guys. So what we're doing today, we're moving on. We are moving on to the third piece, transaction. Okay. So yesterday we took a deeper look at touch. Today we're diving into transaction. Now, remember, when you stay until the end, we've got another phenomenal workbook ahead of you. Plus one lucky winner. You guys have been tagging me like crazy. It's getting announced today. So if you're like, oh shoot, I need to hurry and go shout it out on social and tag Stacey, go do it now because I'm going to be picking somebody probably around 11:45 today central. Okay. It can be as simple as learning with Stacey Tuschel, right? Doesn't matter. Somebody's going to get our phenomenal group coaching program called Foot Traffic Formula. You're getting so much goodness. So definitely make sure to do that. Now, let's just kind of jump right in. So seamlessly syncing your content with your offer, right? That's where we're going today. Now, somebody said, so excited. I feel like I've been jogging, trying to come up with my strategy before I start running the race. So this timing is perfect. And let's talk about timing for a moment. Okay. Six-ish, maybe almost seven already years ago, started Foot Traffic, what is now Foot Traffic. It wasn't Foot Traffic 7 years ago, but I started this new idea. And at the time I was a seven-figure business owner. Okay. So I kind of came in, I'm not going to lie. I kind of came in feeling pretty good about myself. Like this online business thing. Oh man, this is going to be fun. This is going to be easy. I know what I'm doing. This should be like a piece of cake. Okay. So let me tell you, it really wasn't. I was very shell-shocked by what I didn't know about digital marketing at the time. Okay. So I remember I was, you know, trying to launch things and do things, and I really was making $0. Okay. I'm not kidding when I say like, it was looking like this. And I show this screen because this is truly what the bank account was looking like. My husband was like, what are you doing? Why are you draining our bank account? What is happening here? I'm like, listen, I promise I'm going to get this. So anyway, we weren't doing well. And I finally decided, kind of go back to what you know, right? Well, I have been having a private coach. I've been in group coaching programs. I had been in masterminds. I'd been doing all the things. But for some reason here in the online space, I was just finding DIY programs, okay? So then all of a sudden, I realized maybe I need to find somebody that I can actually talk to. Like I could have a coach where I could ask a question and they can answer, right? So I end up hiring a coach. And I remember saying, listen, I have this amazing offer. I just need more people to see it. How many of you feel like that? Like your product's great. You have integrity. Like you are delivering. You just need more people to see it. Say yes in the chat. Okay. So that's what I said to him. And he said to me, first of all, you need my help. He was very blunt of like, you need to hire me. And unfortunately, this is crazy, but he was $3,000 a month and he was making me sign a 6-month contract if I wanted to work with him. And as scary as it was, I had never spent that kind of money before ever on a program. I remember thinking like, I can't keep doing 0000. Like I have to get there and I need to move forward. Okay. And I was like, don't do it. And then I was like, okay, here's my credit card. Right. And I did it. And our first call, he said, you know, you remember what you said to me? You said you had just had a traffic problem. And then, and that consult, that free consult, I actually knew she actually doesn't need more traffic and she's not ready for more traffic. What she needs is an irresistible offer. Okay. And he taught me how to really understand traffic versus conversion. Okay. And that's when I realized, oh, it's not just more eyeballs will make me more money. No. Okay. So over the years, I have created what we call the best seller framework. And I'm going to share that with you today. Who's excited? Now, here's what I want you to see. I'm going to put my thing right here so we can see this. So here's what I want you to see. Bestseller framework happened right around here. I was doing nothing, created a bestseller. I launched it within 48 hours, almost made $60,000. Who wants to hear my bestseller framework? Okay. Yes. So with that said, I really had to pivot. I had to pivot what was happening because let's be honest, nothing was happening, right? So today, my biggest takeaway for you is I want you to commit and decide what your bestseller is going to be. And then we're going to talk about how do we highlight the bestseller. Sound good? Okay. Amber's like me. Wow. Yes, I'm in. All right. Good. Amber, I'm happy to hear that. Now, if you're a new business owner, I know we had some new people in here, which is great. I'm like, I love it. This is going to work for any type of business, right? If you're a new business owner and you're like, I don't have a bestseller because, and what I mean by bestseller, if you go to Amazon and you search for ring lights, you're going to find one that's the bestseller. And what happens is most of us go, oh, I'll just take what everybody else wants, right? We need that mentality with our customers. Like, oh, this is their bestseller. Amazing. Let's do it. That makes me feel good. Everybody else is buying it. Okay. So my point is you might, and foot traffic is our bestseller. Okay. Foot traffic formula is our bestseller here in foot traffic. Now, before it was our bestseller, before we sold it, I said to the team, we're creating a new program. It's called the foot traffic formula. It will be our bestseller. Okay. So I don't want you thinking, oh, this isn't for me. I'm new. This won't work. We are going to predict which one it's going to be as we go to create it. Now, the first thing I need you to do is I want you to look for that blue ocean strategy. How many of you have read that book or you've heard blue ocean before? Blue ocean is, there's a red ocean and there's a blue ocean, right? Red ocean is what everybody's doing. It's you trying to be my direct competitor versus, right, you deciding, well, she does this, so maybe I could do that because she doesn't do that. And that would be very different. And then people could hire both of us, right? You get in a totally different world. And that's what we want you to be able to do. Okay. So for instance, I have a dance and music school, started as a dance school. What do you do in the beginning? Well, you think, okay, well, the other studios look like this. So I'm going to have to look like that if I want to compete against them. So what did I do? I modeled every studio. I looked at what is their pricing? Let's just be a little cheaper. Okay, they do this. Okay, we're going to offer that too. You guys, this is the worst strategy you will never, ever want to follow. Please don't do this, okay? So anyway, as I started to experience this in my brick and mortar world, I realized, well, what does make me different? Like, what would keep me apart instead of looking like every other studio? Well, I realized that, you know, dance studios, they're very into the best of the best dancers. They want their competitive kids. They want these kids going to Broadway and to be on So You Think You Can Dance. And they are literally here to like build the best dancer. And I thought, you know, I actually am not the best dancer. In fact, I didn't even start dancing until I was in high school. So it was funny because I was trying to be somebody that I couldn't even be because I didn't have the technique. I did it because I loved it. I had fun and I made friends. And it was just a place where like I got to do something after school and have these amazing friendships. And I thought, now nobody really is talking about that or doing that because all the dance studio owners, they're really good dancers. They grew up dancing. So they want really good dancers. And I was like, what if I just became the place where kids had fun and parents could drop them off and feel good about who they were putting them, you know, in their child, like in our hands, right? And I thought, I don't know, like maybe I'll just try this messaging. My studios, we had two competitors at the time in each of our cities. One studio at the time was 30 years old and I was 0 years old. The other studio was 15 years old, 0 years old. Okay. How do I compete with people like that? Right. Now, those two are still around, still doing really well. And I am in my 19th year from starting in the backyard, 16 years from incorporating. And we are the largest studio. And we've been the largest studio. Probably when we hit year five, we were larger than both of those studios. And this is what a blue ocean strategy is. Does that make sense? Say yes in the chat. Okay. That was gold right there. I want you to hear this. We then said, let's not be cheaper than them. What if we're premium? What if we are right? And we started to do things differently and our businesses blew up. Okay. Now I want you to ask yourself, what are you driving traffic to? What are you driving traffic to? Right. Now, with that said, you're going to drive traffic to anything and everything that has to do with your best seller. Can you put that in the chat? Your best seller. I'm driving traffic to my best seller. Put it in the chat. Okay. Now, here is the question. This is the framework. I want you to be writing these down. And then some of you will be doing it right now. And some of you will be like, I'm going to have to do this later, which is fine. You can rewatch this later and pause me as you start to write it. Okay. Here's the question. What's the promise? I just said, you know, in the studio, the promise was a safe place, a conservative place where we're not going to have like swear words in our music and kids in bra tops and underwear. Like it was rhinestones on, right? Our promise was that in foot traffic, our promise is to help build you an automated sales funnel. So you have more time to do what you want to be doing. Okay. What is the promise? Write it down. And you can just write down for now the promise and we can do this later. Next. What problem am I solving? Okay. So in foot traffic, what am I solving? Well, I'm solving an owner being in their business 24/7, right? They go on vacation and they're like quickly doing stuff because they can't sell while they're on vacation. Like they can't stop selling while they're on vacation. I am solving automation and getting some time back and getting able to go on vacation and breathe and relax and recharge, right? So I want you thinking like, what is your product, program, or service solving? Who is it for? And be specific. Man, when I would answer the dance studio, they'd be like, hey, we just added that on Tuesday. I was the person for everybody. Now, when somebody calls and they're like, listen, am I looking to get my kid on Broadway? I'm looking to get them. They want to be a Rockette when they turn 18. We will literally say, we probably aren't the best fit for you. We have some recommendations, but we really are the place that, and then we fill them in, right? Now you might think, oh my goodness, you're going to turn people away. Well, guess what? When her neighbor says, oh, you go to this place? Oh, we're thinking about joining. She might say, well, you know, we go there because, you know, she's hoping to get on Broadway. But if you're just looking to have fun and make new friends and this, we actually looked in this other place we really liked. You see what I'm saying? You're not confusing your customers. Okay. What is the benefit of the offer? Now, benefit and features are very different. Okay. So what is the benefit? What are the features? But they kind of go hand in hand, which is why I want to bring them up. So a benefit, people buy for benefits. They don't buy for features. Okay. So let's say with foot traffic, if I were to say you came to me and I was basically trying to sell you on joining the program. And I was like, listen, there's a call every day, every day. You're thinking, shoot, do I got to be on this call every day? I'm already, you know, overwhelmed and I'm this and I'm that. I don't lead with features. Okay. We lead with benefits. We're like, listen, do you want to get some of your time back? Do you want to be able to sell while you're sleeping, while you take vacation, while you slow down in summer, right? Would you like to automate your marketing? Would you like to get more customers? Maybe with more customers, it would include more profit for you. You actually could pay yourself the salary you should be paying yourself as the CEO. Those are benefits. People are going, yes, I want that. Okay. But now if I just sold you on all of that and I was like, buy my program, you would go, but how are you going to teach me that? Like, how am I going to get there? And that's when I say, well, here are the features of the program. So guess what? Every week, every weekday, there, first of all, we have an entire portal. Okay. The feature is there's an entire portal and you can go watch all these trainings, but you're probably going to have a question. So one of the things you could do is every day someone's live, one of our coaches, you could just jump on their call and you could ask any of your questions. You're like, oh, okay. That's how I'm going to get the benefit, right? You lead with the benefit and then the features are second. So it's like, what is this going to do for me? And how are you going to do that? Like, how is that going to be true? Does that make sense? Because these two will literally sell your entire thing. Please say yes in the chat so I know you're like, oh, wow, right? Those two things, benefits and features, will be the biggest game changer for you in this bestseller. Got it. I love it. Okay, good. Happy to hear that. Good. I love it. I love the energy, guys. I love seeing this. Okay. How can you spice it up with bonuses? Okay. How can you make it even more attractive? What can you do to enhance it? Does that make sense? So now I just told you about foot traffic a tiny bit. You might be like, okay, I like that. I'll think about it. Yeah, I might come back. I'll talk to my husband, right? Like you start giving yourself things, right? How can I make it be such a no-brainer that you're like, oh my goodness, no, I really need this. Like you have a different level of certainty of I'm going to buy this. I'm going to check this out. Okay. So what are things, the benefits and the features of what you're currently giving? What are some things that you can add as the cherry on top? Okay. Love it. This is so good. I'm happy to hear this is clicking. What is the cherry on top for your product, program, or service? How do we enhance the experience? Okay. I'll share more with you in a little bit what that looks like for us. Okay. Next, this is a big one. What is the perceived value? Okay. What is the perceived value? You want the perceived value to be so much bigger than the price, so it feels like a no-brainer. Okay. So what if right now I told you, I've got something really cool that I think you're going to want to buy. It's 50,000. Okay. Some of you are like, oh no, I don't have 50,000. Right. And then if I said to you, listen, I do have this amazing thing. It's 50,000 and it's valued at 50,000. So I think you're going to like it because it's worth what you'd pay for it. Okay. Or I said to you, I actually have a car that you could buy right now on the lot. It's retailing at 100,000. Like that is literally what they're paying for. 100,000. These things are flying off the shelves right now. You have, they're like back order. Let's pretend it's the Tesla, right? The Tesla, they just raised their price. The small, nice one. I can't think of what it's called, X or Y or something. They just raised it to 100,000. The wait list is like 6 months. If I said to you, I actually will sell you brand spanking new, that Tesla that is like 6 month wait list. It retails at 100,000. I'm going to sell it to you for 50,000. How many of you would go running to your bank account to figure out how you can scramble to make 50,000, get 50,000? Because you know, you're going to go back around and sell that thing tomorrow at 100,000. Do you see what I'm saying? So at first, Tasha, sign me up, right? So at first you're like 50,000, no way, but you don't know what the offer is. When you see the perceived value of something compared to its price, this is where you go, oh, I get it now. Does that make sense? So I don't care if you're high ticket, low ticket, in the middle somewhere, this is where you can start to get people to say, oh, we need to get this. And we need to get this now. Okay. Now, another thing I want you thinking about as we're working through perceived value, price, all of that, there are some mistakes that people are making that is going to mess up this entire bestseller. Okay. It is not going to work if you don't stick with me here. All right. So first of all, if you're spending all of this time driving traffic without touch and transaction in place, right? It doesn't matter. If your touch isn't so great, it will hurt transaction. All right. So we want to be very, very clear. We aren't having this issue. Now, we talked about overpromoting and underselling, never selling. Okay. And I really want to make sure as we're working through this today, you see how you can be like the perfect middle ground of being able to sell. Okay. Now, let me see. Okay. Let me ask you this. So perceived value. Let's go back there for a second. What is the price? What is the price in relation to that perceived value? Okay. Think about that as you're doing it. What do you offer payment plans? If I said to you, hey, that Tesla, 50 grand, you can sell it tomorrow for 100. Some of you wouldn't have 50 grand right now. But what if I said, listen, I've actually got a payment plan and you can just pay me $1,000 a month until it's paid off. Well, you're thinking, I'm going to sell that Tesla and I'm going to make all the money back. I'll be able to pay them off in 7 days. Like the payment plan could be the thing that saves you. Okay. Some of you are so low ticket. It is basically the payment plan, right? So I want you thinking about that. Now, next, are there any reasons to pay in full to get them to increase the average cart value? So let's say like my studio. Okay. Let's say at my studio, they could churn and that means like stop paying, right? They could stop coming at month three, month four. So what could I do to get them to pay in full? Some sort of bonus or some reason to pay in full in case they quit before like the average cart value of 3 months or whatever it is, right? It's much longer than 3 months, but you see what I'm saying. So what could you do to get them to pay in full? Okay, next, what is the reason to buy today? When somebody says to you, I like this, I'm going to get this. I'm not going to get it today, but I'm going to come back. The car salesman, let's stick with the car for a minute. Their number one job as a car salesman, what is it? You guys know, say it in the chat. What's the number one job of a car salesman? It's to get the buyer to buy the second, like the same day they walk in the lot. They know that if they, yes, thank you, Jennifer. Don't let them leave the lot. If they leave the lot, the chances of them buying go from like here to here. Okay. So we need the sale and we need it today. Okay. Is there a guarantee? We have quite a bit of guarantees on our products and programs. I'll share with you actually in a little bit what our guarantee is, but let me tell you a guarantee. This is where I started doing guarantees. Somebody said to me, you have a guarantee? And I was like, no. And they said, let's say this, let's say somebody came into foot traffic and they were like, this is garbage. Like, this is really bad. I don't like this. This is so much worse than I've ever seen anybody's course, blah, blah, blah. What would you do? I was like, oh my goodness. Like I would absolutely give them their money back. Like I wouldn't even feel good keeping their money. Right. And they're like, yeah. So like, why don't you just say it? Like if you're going to do that anyway, why don't you say it? And let me tell you, as we started to incorporate guarantees, it has been a game changer. I'll share a guarantee with you later today when I actually talk about foot traffic. Okay. Does the product and the promise make sense together? Okay. That's a big one. And then last, is it a no-brainer? Is it the Tesla, $100,000 Tesla for $50,000? Like, is it the, oh my goodness, like this is too good to be true. And if you're like, no, I mean, it's really kind of normal. Like it's the $50,000. It's the $100,000 Tesla for $100,000, right? You're like, okay, so it's fair. We don't want fair. We want people to go, oh my goodness, I need this. Okay. So with that said, now, remember this, we talked about, you know, Sharon having this really great freebie and then making quite a bit of money. How did she do that? Well, this is where this gets really good. You reverse engineer your bestseller framework and ask, what content can I pull from here? So I'm not kidding when I say you're going to have to rewatch this today. You're going to pause me every time I ask, what's the promise? And you're going to like work through the, what's the promise? What's this? What's that? Okay. Now, here's where it gets really good from yesterday's content. Okay. Number one, you have to, it says three simple steps. It's actually four. Number one, you have to fill out the bestseller framework. Okay. Now, as you fill it out, it's like benefits, features, this, that. Okay. Now you're going to go to any section you want and you're going to pick a topic. So one of the benefits of foot traffic is accountability. We don't just like let people buy the program and then we never speak to them ever again. If you were to buy the program and actually not comment, say anything, do anything, we would reach out to be like, hey, Kim, like just checking in. How are you? How's the program going? Do you need support? Where can I help you? Okay. accountability is massive. So that's in the program. It's part of my bestseller framework. So how do I sell every day without selling every day? So instead of being like, do you need accountability? You should get in the foot traffic formula. Here's what I would do. I would talk about, I'd share a story and I talk about the importance of goal setting and why that has been such a crucial part of me having success in my business. And then I would share a statistic. I'd say, do you know that having accountability increases the chances of you hitting your goals by like 80%? I would get a real statistic, right? And I would bring up accountability and goal setting and all of that. Okay. And I could even say something as subtle. This is called seeding. I could say something as subtle as, and this is why I knew when we created Foot Traffic Formula that we absolutely had to have an accountability piece in because it's massive. And people that have accountability, they're going to win. And the people that don't, they're going to probably set goals or maybe they want to call them wishes because they're probably not going to happen, right? Or at least not as likely. Now, that's like an Instagram post. I literally just made that up on the spot. That is how you sell without selling. So somebody's going to be reading this and then they're going to DM you and they're going to say, hey, I actually really do need accountability. I saw that you have accountability inside of Foot Traffic Formula. Can you tell me more? Okay. So that's why I said the call to action is optional because that was very subtle. That was seeding. Can everybody put in the chat seeding? This is your new best friend. Okay. Seeding is the word I want you to know. Now, from there, you don't have to seed it. You can sell it. Like you get options to sell sometimes too, especially when you give great content, you have every right to have a real call to action. So let's say I give that Instagram post and at the end I say, and if you're looking for accountability, then join us in Foot Traffic Formula. Shoot me a DM. Now that's selling. Now they both can be done. You just want to make sure you're seeding way more than you're selling or people are going to go, oh my goodness, all she ever does is sell. Right? All he ever does is promote his blah, 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 right? Okay. So we fill out the bestseller framework. We have it. We now go, what should I talk about? Ooh, let's do that. Okay. I've got my topic. What's a piece of content that explains the need, attracts the right person? Got it. What's my call to action? Am I seeding or am I selling? Okay. Now here's the best part. 100% of the time you are selling. Right? That's what I said to you, I think on day one. You're going to sell 100% of the time because as you see that little nugget, someone's going to say, okay, tell me more, right? The right person's going to say, tell me more. Now, here is what I really want to make sure we're aware. I just gave you a lot today. I mean, like a lot as in, I want you to rewatch this. Okay. Now, who can be using this? Pretty much like you name it, right? These are the people that are using this formula right now. Dentist, chiropractor, art studio, dance studio, gymnastics, hair salon, travel planner, kids play gym, bakery, private school. I mean, you name it, they're in there. Pediatrician, okay? Now, we also have online people using this, right? Every coach imaginable. We have the MLMs or direct sellers that are allowed to build something like this. Okay. And I want to know what that means. How do you sell without a product? Because that's a great question. I don't know. If you have nothing for sale, step one is create something for sale. Unless you're saying, I don't know what that means, I guess. So fill me in. Do you not have anything for sale? And if that's true, you need to build the product now. Okay. So online business owners, we have physical products, people that are selling like makeup, lotions, hammocks. We even have nonprofits. You're going to meet Faith tomorrow. I'm going to be bringing Faith on. Faith is, holy cow. She used the formula. She got two car donations. Like they donated two cars. She also got $100,000 donor. Okay. She said her biggest donation was ever was like 12,000. She joined Foot Traffic, $100,000 donation. So I don't even list nonprofits, but we have seen people do incredible things. Think outside the box. Now, tomorrow I'm going to be talking about two different types of funnels that you will be able to incorporate in your seeding versus selling. Does that make sense? Okay. So as a reminder, we are still in the process of cleaning up the mismatched jewelry. We are still trying to get it all together. We haven't covered tracking yet. I'll talk a little bit about that tomorrow. But I really want you thinking about how is this matching? Okay. Now here's the cool part. We are going to share a scholarship winner to Foot Traffic Formula on this call in just a minute. Okay. First, I want to make sure if you want today's workbook, I want you to text that number right now, screenshot it. If you want that $25 giveaway, I'm going to be giving that up in just a minute. First, here's what I want to do. I've got somebody coming on in a moment, one of our clients who I'm going to ask some questions and get you understanding, how could this work for somebody else? How has she been using it? What has been her version or variation of the formula? I'm going to talk to somebody today. I'm going to talk to a few more clients tomorrow. We really try to mix it up too with who's coming on. So today we have Daniela, who's an online coach. Tomorrow we have somebody who is a brick and mortar, right? As well as the faith who's nonprofit. So we've got some really cool things. Now, if you're cool with it, am I okay with sharing really quickly for just a couple minutes what foot traffic formula entails? I will then stick around, answer questions. I'm going to interview Daniela, all of it. So if that's cool, just say yes in the chat. I'm going to jump right in and just share more details with you about what this looks like. Now, remember, we have a crazy guarantee. You're going to want to see that. Okay. And at the end of this, someone's going to win it. So make sure you stick around so I can tell you who's going to be winning the scholarship. Now, the program is basically to help you implement what you've been learning this week. It is all of the stuff that we've been covering. Tracking is our secret sauce. We just touch it a little bit here. Tracking is truly where you start to get, like, you measure what you measure increases, right? So what is foot traffic formula? Well, first of all, our goal is to get you an automated funnel that works when you're not working. Megan hitting her 100K, Daniela, who you're going to meet in a minute, hitting 250, Nikki hitting 1 million, and Daniela, who is on, like, she's going to come on and she'll share some things that she's been doing, but she has a pretty massive goal for that next funnel award. And I know Karina, who you're going to see tomorrow, I think she's going to be hitting her 100K funnel this week. So we have some really cool people that are just kind of sharing their experience. So here's what you get. You get a members only digital portal. Okay. What does that mean? So inside of our members area, you're going to go through, there's Trello boards, there's calculators, there's spreadsheets, you name it. There's workbooks, video training, like a Netflix. You can't watch everything in the members portal. That's how much there is. Okay. Now, somebody said, I sold $500 in less than an hour of my new funnel being live. This is what we're shooting for here, right? This is us trying to get you moving forward. So besides that portal, what else are you going to need? Okay. And this is where we really look at the product and say, how do we make this better for them? Okay. So the second thing is rapid response report. Okay. Rapid response support. So what does that look like? Well, we have a Facebook group, members only. And at any moment, you can go in the Facebook group and ask a question. We have a team of coaches in all different expertise, right? And they are answering their questions within one business day guaranteed. Now, it usually doesn't take a business day. You can see here, it's like an hour later she responded, and then they're like in real time talking, right? Somebody here within 5 hours had their question answered. Somebody here within 15 minutes, like, we are in there supporting our clients, answering every single question you ask. Okay. Somebody said, I'm giddy excited about my bite-sized bundle. It's a funnel we're teaching you tomorrow. 193 sales in three weeks. Thank you, Stacy and Team FTF. Another thing we do, daily live trainings and laser coaching. Okay. Every single weekday, one of the coaches or I are in the Facebook group. I am once a week, every single week. And then Tuesday, somebody different, Wednesday, right? Every day, somebody is different. And we do a training, right? So it kind of looks like this, like, you know, Kara's got Google My Business up and she's on camera. She's showing her screen, but then we have like a mindset and goal training. We have hot seats. So at the end of each call, you can raise your hand and jump on camera. So every week I am coaching people one-on-one, right? It's just us working on their business. But this is a massive part of the program. If you've ever felt like you've bought a course and you're like, I have so many questions and there's 5,000 people in here and I'm never going to be seen, you want to make sure that you're getting the support you need. Someone said, my funnel went from 5K to 20K in 60 days. Imagine if that was you. Imagine what that would feel like, right? Another one is our small group advisory. So you would be coming in, what month are we in? September. And you would be sticking with the September class. So that means that every single week you'll have a small group. And when I say small group, I mean like there's this many people-ish in there, right? It could be 20 people, it could be 30 people, but also remember, not everybody shows up to every call. So these could be very small group calls where you're getting support by one of our team foot traffic coaches. Okay. Karina is somebody you're going to get to see tomorrow. She said, "Foot traffic formula has been a game changer for my business. My first funnel, first, did over 19,000 within the first 2 weeks of launching it." These are amazing results, right? Karina is somebody that I had said, we're hoping by tomorrow when she comes on the call, she can announce her $100,000 funnel. Now, another thing, because I like tangible. I like things that you can just take and run, right? So we have templates. We have share funnels. So if you're like, I don't know how to build a funnel, great. Just use one of our links. It'll magically open up in a funnel software. We have swipe copy from our copywriter. Our copywriter is one of our coaches in there. She's reviewing copy, but she's also got different templates for you to see and use as you're creating this. Trello boards, calculators, you name it, okay? This is what like a share funnel would look like. You literally get our content machine funnel where you could go in and remove my video, put in yours, or put in a picture, put that headline, take it out, put in yours. Calculators to really understand benchmarks and tracking and all of that. You can make a copy so you can keep it forever. And then the Trello board, same thing. You can make a copy. You can go in, look at the checklist. There are just amazing tools in here. Somebody said about the spreadsheet, love this so much. I made a copy, then another copy, then one more on a different drive. So I don't ever lose this. Like, this is how powerful this stuff is. I'm drooling on my computer. I love spreadsheets. Okay. So Melina is a local business owner. And she said, before working with Stacy, we shot for 32,000 per month. We're currently at 87,000 and counting. She made more money in 2020 than in 2019. And they were closed. Like, their physical location was closed for 2 months. It just blows my mind. Working with Stacy really opened up my worldview of what's possible. I honestly feel like she saved our business. Melina, oh my goodness. Love hearing that so, so much. So everything's included: the portal, the rapid response thread, daily live trainings and laser coaching, that small group community, templates, share funnels, swipe files, Trello boards, calculators, you name it. We've also thrown in a social media manager bonus ticket. Okay, so what is that? So first of all, you're going to learn how to start generating more money, and you're going to all of a sudden go, I need to hire somebody. Or you might have a social media manager, but you're like, she doesn't do the bestseller framework. Okay, so with that said, we want to bring him or her in the program. So they're going to get to come in the program, watch all of the stuff, and we are literally going to let them look at everything so they start learning this framework too. Now, we teach you, in case you don't have one, how to hire, train, and maximize a social media manager. So somebody said, thank you for this. Just posted the job on Indeed. I am long overdue for an actual social media manager. I've been using my VAs, but I need someone who can actually manage it. Okay. I followed the entire FTF social media manager guide. Thank you so much. Win this week, use your script, your template, right? We're giving you every single thing in here. I love how somebody said terrified and excited. That's kind of like the motto for a business owner, right? Always like taking risks, like, I'm nervous, but I'm really excited about this, right? This is no different in all of these. Now, Brooke said, I just replicated about every possible thing I could take from Stacy and implemented in my own business, rinse and repeat. I surpassed 18,000 in this one funnel that I'm going to teach you tomorrow. Hired a customer service position as well. I cannot wait to have her free up my time and mental space. Imagine if this was you, if all it did was help you finally get a funnel that generated high quality leads, right? Give you time back so you could work on what you want to be working on, and increased your sales, allowing you to make money every single day. How many of you want to make money every single day? Okay. Now, I had two choices. First, we can make it DIY. We can make it as cheap as possible, right? And then you'd be on your own asking no questions. Second option was a little bit more of an investment, but we give you the support you need when you need it most. Okay. So Megan said, prior to joining FTF, I was barely breaking even in my business every month. After working with Stacy and the entire FT team, 1 year later, my launch grew by 500% and my expenses did not grow by 500%. I'm currently running my business with a 60% profit margin. Okay. Megan's 100K funnel was just in April. When did we meet? April. I know she has at least like, it's close to, was like 176 the last time she updated us. It's only September, and she's in a launch right now. And by the time her promotion is over, she's going to be just continuously growing. Okay. Now, how much would you pay to build a six-figure funnel, right? That's a big question. How much would you pay to build a $100,000 funnel? Now, you can see why when I'm putting up that value out there, I'm not just saying, oh, it would be this. If you were to pay some of those things, you would separately, you would be looking at $38,000, right? Now, for the general public, we sell this at $6,997. If you were to go to our website right now, you would see it on there. People are buying it at that price point, okay? Our boot campers get special pricing this week while we're in boot camp for $4,997, okay? It's one payment of $4,997. I'm going to put the link on the screen. Team, if you can put the link in both chat on Zoom and Facebook, that would be amazing. So what you need to do if you want to jump in, get in here. We've got some cool fast action bonuses I'm going to tell you about in just a second. Okay. Now, here's the deal. You can go, this training was good, and not do anything about it, right? Or you can jump in and at least give it a chance for 90 days and see if it works, right? And if we can't make you money, then we don't deserve yours. So here's our crazy guarantee that you're going to be like, what? So we're so confident here at Foot Traffic that if you just do the work and follow what we say, because we give coaching and feedback, you will get the results, okay? Here's our guarantee. So if after 90 days of doing the work, you watch the trainings, you get feedback, you show up to the calls, right? There's things that you'd have to do to actually implement. You implement, like I say, hey, change this headline. And you're like, okay, I'll just do what Stacey says, and you change it. If you follow our instruction and you don't create a $5,000 funnel while you're with us in the next 90 days, we're going to refund you. Okay. We are so confident that we can say that because we know if you just do it, you will, right? So when somebody says my 5K funnel went to, because everybody be like 5K, I don't want to make just 5K. Well, her funnel went from 5K to 20K in 60 days. Megan's $100,000 funnel 3 months later is 176,000, right? This is the kind of stuff that I want you to see. Now, all of this is included, but we've got some cool fast action bonuses. The first 20 people that jump in, you're going to get a private one-on-one strategy call with a certified coach. This is a jumpstart call. This is for us to get you on there, ready to go, getting you forward immediately. Okay. Now, for the first 10 people that pay in full, that $4,997, we're going to actually create on our team. We're not just going to give you a template. We're giving everybody a template. But the first 10 people to pay in full, we're going to give you an actual done-for-you automated funnel created by my team. Okay. So what's amazing is you could say, oh, I want Stacey's template, but make it look like mine. And we'll go in and do that. Now, what you need to do right now is go join us, stacytushel.com/join. There is a payment plan. You will see it on there. So you could do it for 6 payments of 997. So you could get started today at 997 within 30 days. That's when it would start doing it. Now, who wants to know who won the scholarship? Say me in the chat if you were hoping you were winning the scholarship. Let me do it real quick. And then I got to bring Daniela on. Oh my goodness. We are so much to do. Okay. Here we go. Foottrafficprogram.com is also just easier to type in and say. Oh my goodness. So sorry. Okay. Here we go. You want to know who won? Like drum roll. Jamie Vess. Jamie, congrats. I hope you're here live. But with that said, oh, sorry. If you need the URL, so sorry. Jamie, congratulations. I hope you're here. Say hi if you are. Do me the biggest favor, Jamie, and shoot us an email at info@stacytushel.com. Let's see if Jamie's on Facebook. I hope she is. It's so exciting to see people like win. Okay. So anyway, congrats. Now at the end, I'll do the gift card today, but I really want to make sure, Daniela, if you're here, if you want to hit the raise your hand icon, I want to get you on. Okay. Daniela. Okay, perfect. Daniela, hit the raise your hand. I don't want to surprise you and bring you. Okay, good. All right. I've surprised people to bring them on before. And that's not fun sometimes. Okay. Let me do this. Let me stop sharing. Okay. Ask your questions in the chat and ask Daniela questions. This is why she's here. Okay. Ask her any questions about the program or what she has. Daniela, hello.
Hello. Welcome.
Okay. So the reason I like to invite people on is because sometimes people think, Stacey, you're a unicorn. This only works for you. This isn't going to work for me. Right. And I would love to just have them hear about you and like what your business is and what has happened. Like, do you want to just fill us in and then we'll take some of their questions?
Yeah, sure. So, I'm Daniela. I'm a spa marketing and retail sales strategist for estheticians. And I guess my claim to fame, I feel pretty confident saying this, that last year we had a $250,000 funnel when I joined. Mm-hmm. And this year, I feel pretty confident.
I was like, just do it.
I want to hit the $1 million funnel this year.
Okay.
I'm saying that publicly now, and I feel like we have the numbers and strategy in place to do that.
Okay. Now, is it a little scary saying that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But now it's like, it's out there. And so it's now going to happen.
Okay. And I first, like we talk, obviously we're in here coaching. I agree. And here's the crazy part. Let's just backtrack for people who are like, I just want to make 5,000. It's hard in the beginning, but once you get it going, the fact that you're like, I feel pretty confident because it just becomes a numbers game. So let's go back, because I believe you are going to hit $1 million too. But let's go back to, you don't even like, what was that first funnel like? What, why did you want to continue to really tweak this and refine this and all of that?
The first funnel that I did, I felt like for 2 or 3 years, I was really just like throwing spaghetti at the wall. And I'm like, oh, this person's doing that. I should do that. This person's doing a webinar. This person's doing a challenge. This person's automating it. This person's doing it live.
Yeah.
And it really wasn't like what works for me and what works for my company and my audience, et cetera. And so we had luck, I think, in getting to that 250. I think the first 100,000 was the hardest.
Yes, for sure.
I think that was the hardest. And when I say funnel, it's not our specific business. Like our business generates more than that. It's one particular program in our business that is a funnel. That's an important piece.
It is. Thank you for saying that.
Yeah. So it's like, we have this process where we either run this webinar or we run this ad to this specific landing page, et cetera. Right.
Yeah.
And when you get to the point, what I really learned from you, from being in the powerhouse group was like, let's refine. Instead of like, hey, this works, it's how can we do this, refine and make it better and better, and really saying like, all right, this is what my team and I are going to focus on. How can we make it better? How can we reach our customers where they are? How can we speak their language and give them what they need?
Yeah,
so and does that answer the question or did
I? Yeah, no, so good. Okay. I think the refining part comes down to the tracking, right? When you start to focus on and even refine, what are we tracking? Because people are like, what Instagram growth did you have this week? And it's like, you and I both know that, yeah, we're looking for Instagram growth, but that is not one of the needles, like that things that move the needle.
Look, guys, I have 8,000 followers on Instagram.
Thank you for saying that. Yeah.
Yeah. I am not a big, flashy online, everybody knows who I am coach. I have 8,000 followers on Instagram. And we just cleaned our email list. We have 13,000 people on our email list, right?
If it's like the little bit of hot that we say on day three, if it's a little bit of hot, doesn't matter. It can really scale. You don't need a lot of cold, right? So good.
Yeah. I think that's important to know because so many people think like, I have to have 100,000 people on my list or I have to have 50,000 people that follow me or whatever it is. And I'm in an extremely niche market.
Yeah.
Right. So it can be done for so many different industries.
Yes. Love it. Somebody just asked, that's the bonuses, guys. If you want one of those first 10 people to pay in full and get it done for you funnel, those go fast. People are already purchasing right now. So if anybody wants one of those, go get it. Those are usually gone for sure, probably by tonight, possibly, or early tomorrow. So jump on that if you want to get that. And then the first 20, whoever you are, whatever you pay your payment plan, you will get one of those coaching calls. Okay. So with that said, Daniela, I want to ask you, what would be a piece of advice for somebody who's like, this whole formula has been very new to me and it feels like a lot to create. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I'm already busy. And now she wants me to learn this whole thing and start to try to set this up. What would you say?
I would say that time is your most valuable asset, no matter what. I'm a working mom, right? I have 2 small kids. I have a 17-month-old and a 4-year-old. I have an active duty military husband who's gone all the time. I'm very like busy is my middle name. And so time management is the most important thing. So every piece of anything that I'm going to spend my time on, I say, is this short-term pain for long-term gain? Mm. Can I look at this? If I do this now, is it going to free up time for me in the future? And
yeah,
by saying like, all right, yeah, maybe I'm going to wake up at 5 for a week and maybe I'm going to spend 1 hour a day doing that. But what that's going to get me is that I'm going to be able to take my kids to school every day for the after,
yeah.
Right? So yeah. I have 1 week of doing something hard, or maybe I'm not going to watch Netflix.
Yeah.
And we all have time. We have more time than we think, but it's, what are your actual priorities? How many people are out there watching 2 hours of Netflix a night, right? Those 2 hours, that's 10 hours a week, right? That you could be building a funnel and you could have that done. And with the resources that you have in foot traffic, like, reality is it could take a week to get this whole thing up and running. And I think that it's all a choice. And the other bit of advice that I just want to add, oftentimes when we're starting with a funnel, like a typical conversion rate is 2 to 10%, right? Yeah. So when you're first starting out and you have small numbers, you're like, this is not working. What am I doing?
Only one person, you know, bought. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Like, and then you actually look at the percentage and it's like, oh, wow.
Yes.
Right. And it's like, if you can get one person to buy, then you can get 100 people to buy.
Yeah.
It's all about that refining process and really just sticking with it. And that's what I've learned so much in scaling my company, my specific funnel to the level that we're doing it now.
You bring up such good points. I had somebody this week say, my funnel isn't working. I only had 12 people opt in. And I was like, oh, well, 12 out of what? Okay. So I go to the math and I was like, oh, you're getting like 30% or 40% opt-in rate. Like, that's phenomenal. So I think the program is good because sometimes we think like 2, 1, 7, well, that's bad. I'll turn it off. I'll change it. We're like, no, don't change it. We have to scale it. It is working. So I think even just like, we have this calculator that helps you with benchmarks. And I think you need that. You need to know, actually, Daniela, 2 was 4% and it, you know, 2 to 5% is, you know what I mean? And we start to share that and it goes, oh. So a lot of people are self-sabotaging, not knowing what's good. So I think you answered.
I don't think we're patient as a society, and especially as entrepreneurs. It's like, when you want something done, you want it done yesterday. Yeah. And so seeing like, okay, well, one person, but it actually happens really, really fast.
Yeah.
It seems like you're walking through molasses, but then once you figure it out, it goes fast.
So good. I love that. So Tana, I feel like we answered your question about like how much time. I think Daniela said it without even realizing you had asked that question, but it's kind of like, how much do you want to give, right? Somebody's going to buy it. They're going to get access right now and they're going to binge it all weekend and they're going to just like run with it. Some of you are going to go, you know, I only have about 20 minutes a day, or I only have Saturday mornings. So you decide how much time you're going to invest. It's kind of like saying, how much Netflix are you going to watch next week? Oh, I don't know. What are you planning on? Are you going to hang out all day Saturday, or are you going to watch it when you go to bed? Right. So it's up to you. I love it. Somebody just asked, hang on, what did I just see?
Oh, what do you feel your biggest challenge?
Yeah, go for it.
In the foot traffic. So for me, I think that it's always coming down to prioritizing and time management. And one of the things that Stacy introduced to us was doing time tracking. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really important, like understanding what is actually strategic and what is busy work. Mm-hmm. And when you do, like, you might want to be like, Stacy, I'm going to throw my computer out the window if you make me do this one more time. But it's the time tracking activity, when you do it, you're like, it is painful to do, but you figure out like, wow, I'm spending 3 hours a day on email. That's someone else's to-do list. That's not my to-do list. And so figuring that out and saying, all right, like, what is the top priority that needs to get done this week? And when is my brain most productive?
Yeah.
My brain works the best in the morning. If you ask me to do something in the afternoon, it will take me 3 times as long.
Yeah.
And so I know that. So the hardest thing that I need to do, I'm going to do first thing in the morning. I'm not going to open my email, my Instagram, any of that, and really refining what the work is that I'm doing helps me to, so I think to answer the question, I don't know if that's Tasha that asked or someone else, but like really holding myself accountable. And I think that that's what's really powerful about having a community is you have to answer to someone like, all right, well, did you get the landing page done?
Did
you review the copy or did you do?
Like, you better believe I'm going to say, Daniela, how's that $1 million funnel coming?
I know. That's why I was like, oh, do I want to say
I say this in front of her? Should I not? Because like I said, accountability, like we're going to help you through that. Right. Okay. So Kim asked, after purchasing the course, what other expenses are there? So I believe there is one massive, like you must get no matter what. And that is absolutely a funnel software. Okay. Now funnel softwares, there's a few out there. A really good one that I like is $97 a month. Okay. And they do a free 30-day trial. So if you're like, this isn't for me, you could try it and be done. Okay. So really we say that's it. $97 for a software. There are other ones. There are cheaper ones. There are people that can do it through the website. We just tell people, if you really want to do this and you want to do it right, here's what we suggest. And we teach you and show you which ones and all of that. Okay. What's also nice is with that $97 a month, here's why you want to. We give you a ton of share funnels, meaning you don't need to spend, you know, thousands of dollars on a fancy designer to build you a done for you funnel. You can open it up and edit it. It'll be so worth the savings alone. Daniela, you know, use like Facebook ads, because Facebook people always want to know, like, do you have to do Facebook ads? I mean, you've shown great results before Facebook ads were ever a big part of your thing. So can you fill people in with like how to start small?
Yeah. I mean, I am a big believer in Facebook ads.
I think first tell us why.
For me, I feel like, you know, that was how I initially got people to have brand awareness. Mm-hmm. And then for those of you that have, so for me, it was Facebook ads and then our podcast. So when I launched the podcast, that was a very great way to get people into our funnels. Mm-hmm. And it was a way for people to know, like, and trust us and help us like attract the right people and repel the wrong people. And right now, 80% of our high level clients find us through our podcast.
Yeah.
So when we started really marrying those two, we started doing Facebook ads, like video view ads for our podcast episodes and getting them in the funnel, et cetera. I'm fine to share numbers with, you know, our most recent launch. We spent $4,700 on Facebook ads and we brought in over $120,000 in sales. Yet we also sold a workbook, which is something that you'll learn about in the program. And we recouped $3,800 of ads. So we essentially were out $800 in ads.
So you spent $800 and you made how much?
Over 120.
Okay. Now, anybody that's like, oh, I'm not going to do Facebook ads, you cannot say that when you hear Daniela's story. You're like, oh my, how do I learn how to do that? Like, that is unbelievable. So I don't want you to be afraid of Facebook ads. In the beginning, we teach you how to start without them. But trust me, Daniela's like, you want them. Like, try.
Yeah. And it doesn't have to be this huge, I mean, how many people would spend $800 to get 120,000, right?
Oh, like, my goodness.
You know, and it's, again, it's not like that happens overnight, but I will tell you one of the most important things that I've learned in business. So I started my company in 2014, but it was a consulting company. I didn't pivot to online until 2017. Okay. And the people that you surround yourself with and the community that you're around is what is going to force you to grow. I always want to be, I don't want to use the wrong word, but I want to be the dumbest person in the room.
Totally.
I want other people around to be doing bigger, better things than me so that I can learn from them. And that makes you go really, really fast. So when you're in a community, I know this is foot traffic, but I'm also going to speak specifically to Powerhouse because that's the group that I spend most of my time in now, but a lot of people from foot traffic go to Powerhouse.
Yeah. So just so in case we're confusing people. Powerhouse is our mastermind. That is definitely not something that would be for everybody. But when people do really well in foot traffic, they're like, how do I do more? What's the next level? So I just want to make sure people know.
Yeah. Foot traffic, I think, is phenomenal for laying the groundwork. If you don't foot traffic, you can't be
Powerhouse. Actually right now, that's one of the things we said. We're like, a powerhouse can't even come into Powerhouse until they know the formula. Because if you walk into Powerhouse and you don't even know how to have the formula running, the conversation is just not, doesn't make sense.
It doesn't work, but, yeah. but being surrounded by other entrepreneurs that are like up to big things, it gives you that confidence and to be like, hey, I want to try this with my funnel, or I want to try that. Or how should, like, I never thought to sell a workbook. And I'm like, okay, well, that just recouped. Yes.
Yeah. I think somebody misunderstood you. They said, how did you profit? So what she's saying is she only spent 800, but she made, how much did you make?
120,000.
I think you hired 100. She made 120,000. So she profited over six figures. Yes. With that funnel. Okay. Love it. All right. We got to run. Daniela, any last piece of advice for somebody who's like, I think I want this, I'm not sure. What would you tell them?
I would say be an action taker, right? You have nothing to lose and everything to gain, because with the, in programs like this, when you're stepping out of your comfort zone, you've got to learn, like, I think most people get afraid of the tech and like, how do I do this? Whatever. But when you're in a community like Foot Traffic, you have coaching and support every single day. You have people to hold you accountable every single day of the week. It's like an extension of your own business. Mm-hmm. And if you can commit to yourself to showing up and doing the work, you literally have nothing to lose, because if you invest in the program, if you don't make the money, then you get refunded, right? So it's like, there is no reason why you wouldn't do this. So it's on you, really. Like, can you commit to investing in yourself? Do you believe you're worth it?
Yeah. I love it so much. All right, Daniela, thank you for your time. We know your middle name is busy. So thank you for being here and spending with us. We appreciate you so, so much.
Of course. All right. Everybody buy Foot Traffic. You. See you in there.
All right. So first of all, she said, be an action taker. We have action takers. Tanya just said, I'm in, I just bought. I love it, Tanya. We are so excited. Make sure to check your email. All the details are going to be there. You guys, if you want one of those fast action bonuses, the first 10 people that pay in full to get the done for you funnel, oh my goodness, it's worth thousands. Or you want to just be one of the first 20 to get that private strategy call on top of everything that's in the program, you're absolutely going to get in there. So definitely think about it. Okay. So with that said, we are going to wrap up tomorrow. Tomorrow is going to be a game changer for you. Okay. Two different funnels. So Daniela just built a $120,000 funnel, right? Now it's 250. Now she's looking to hit a million. If you're like, what is a funnel? What am I building? What is happening? We're going to show you two funnels tomorrow. One of the funnels that Daniela said she, you know, ran ads, she spent this much, but she only all of that. I'm going to share all of the details of what that looks like tomorrow and give you a few examples. And then you're going to meet Faith, who is one of our nonprofit business owners. I guess you wouldn't call it a business owner, a nonprofit organization. She's going to be here sharing her stories and fit funnels and all of the things. And then you're also going to hear from Karina, who had that $19,000 funnel in 2 weeks. So we've got some really cool stuff ahead of you tomorrow. Don't miss it. Don't give up on yourself. It's day four. You've got one more day. Let's finish strong. Sound good? All right, guys, go to foottrafficprogram.com if you want to snag one of those spots and get in the program, get moving forward immediately. I'd love to see you in there. Otherwise, I'm going to see you tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, right back here, same place. All right, bye, guys. If you're loving the Foot Traffic podcast, I want to invite you to hang out with me for 5 days. Yes, join us in our next live 5-day bootcamp, where we will be discussing 10 free or low cost ways to drive more traffic. And you will be blown away by the content that we cover inside. Go to drivemoretraffic.net to get signed up, and let's get you more visible.